From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Another partial shutdown of the Federal Aviation Administration has been averted. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, a temporary funding extension had been set to run out Friday night.
With the clock ticking, one senator was threatening to hold up a vote on the bill that would temporarily extend funding for both the FAA and highway projects. In the end, Republican Senator Tom Coburn from Oklahoma agreed to let the vote go ahead on the condition that his concerns would be addressed in future highway funding legislation. Senator Coburn opposed mandatory transportation enhancements, funding for things like bike paths and highway beautification. The bill now heads to the president. It extends highway funding for 6 months and FAA funding through the end of January. Tamara Keith, NPR News, the Capitol.
Senate Appropriations Committee has approved a $513 billion measure that would freeze defense spending at this year's level. The unanimous vote by the committee represents a cut of $26 billion from the request submitted by President Obama and $17 billion less than what was approved by the House. The measure would provide nearly $118 billion for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. It would include a 1.6% pay raise for military personnel. The Federal Environmental Protection Agency has decided to postpone new rules that would limit emissions of climate-warming gases from power plants. It's the second time this month the agency has either withdrawn or postponed new pollution rules. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports.
The decision to postpone comes shortly after the agency postponed another set of rules governing ozone emissions from power plants. The greenhouse gas rules are the first attempt by the EPA to regulate gases like carbon dioxide that are blamed for warming the atmosphere. Courts have ruled that the Clean Air Act gives the agency the power to regulate these gases. Industry and many members of Congress had urged EPA to drop the ozone rules, and environmental groups accused the Obama administration of caving in to opponents. Others, including EPA, say these rules are complex and regulators need more time to craft them. Groups suing EPA to get on with the greenhouse gas limits say they will meet with the agency to set a new deadline. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
President Obama today bestowed the military's highest honor on a 23-year-old Marine, credited with saving the lives of 36 people during a firefight in Afghanistan. At a ceremony at the White House, the president citing 23-year-old Dakota Meyer for aiding his U.S. and Afghan comrades during an hours-long battle with the Taliban in 2009. At the ceremony, Meyer said he has mixed feelings about the award.
It's hard. You're getting recognized, you're getting recognized for the worst day of your life.
Meyer killed at least 8 insurgents despite being wounded by shrapnel. He is only the 3rd living recipient ever to be awarded the Medal of Honor and the 1st Marine to be so honored for service in Iraq and Afghanistan. Stocks added to yesterday's gains. All 3 of the major stock market indices up more than 1% today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 186 points. You're listening to NPR. U.S. State Department is urging Americans to leave Syria immediately, citing the uncertain nature of the situation there and pointing to recent government crackdowns against anti-government protesters. In a warning notice issued today, the State Department says U.S. citizens should leave immediately. Opponents of Syria's President Bashar al-Assad today announced they've taken a step toward presenting a more united front towards his regime, a group announcing the creation of a Syrian National Council that brings together some 140 opposition figures, including exiled opponents and dozens of dissidents inside that country. Menus at the Olive Garden and Red Lobster are getting a health makeover. NPR's Allison Aubrey says those restaurants are the latest to join the First Lady's campaign aimed at giving families healthier options.
The Olive Garden in Hyattsville, Maryland, served up a 400-calorie Venetian apricot chicken dish to a group that included the First Lady and other collaborators in her campaign to end childhood obesity. Given that one out of every $2 spent on food is spent in restaurants, the First Lady says the commitment from Darden Restaurants, which owns the Olive Garden and Red Lobster brands, is significant. The restaurant group says it will reformulate and resize portions and add more variety to kids' menus. One example introduced earlier this year at Red Lobster is broiled fish served with fresh fruit and milk, a kid's lunch that has just 350 calories and 4 grams of fat. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.
Consumers appear to be doing a better job of keeping current on their credit cards. The latest figures from the major banks and credit card issuers show just one company, Capital One, reported an uptick in payments that were late by 30 days or more. Discover, American Express, Chase, and Bank of America all reported a decline in default rates. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.